So a lot of times it's just to get to know what we have, our capabilities, what our equipment is, what our needs are. And most of those places, 90% of them or better, are not going to be able to provide their own team. They have people that can go into a confined space, meaning into a boiler and work on it, or into a train car, or into a semi-truck, or into a manhole, or into some kind of pit. But they don't have the plethora of people and the rescue equipment that if something goes wrong while they're in there, whether it be a heart attack, a broken leg, to get them out. And that's where we come in with this stuff. But as I've told the facilities, you know, I have a tough time in my own mind justifying taking donations from people for protecting their homes from a fire or something and using it towards this equipment when it's such specialty stuff that these businesses or industries need. They need to help contribute towards that. And so far, so good. As I said, everybody's pretty well bought in town, and now we're starting to branch out into other communities as well.